Welcome to Explain the Prophetic, where each week I give you a prophetic perspective, and we sometimes have interviews, and we're looking together for how hearing God's voice can change not only our lives, but the world around us. You can hear God, and as you build that connection, your whole life will change. Remember to follow me at social media, at Sean Bowles, or subscribe to this podcast. So what happens when God's leading you into a totally unknown place for you, and it may even be contrasted by what everyone else is experiencing around you, when the only way you're walking forward with God creates very few options compared to everybody else, and you're having to trust His leadership and His plan because He's going above your plan? The good news is the narrow paths always lead to wide open promises. Maybe not wide open spaces, but wide open promises. And we're going to talk about this today in Exploring the Prophetic. So make sure to subscribe. Make sure to leave us a comment. And also, we love our favorite hashtag. You may not have heard this before from our show, but if this resonates with you, hashtag my turn, that this prophetic word is about you, or put whose turn it is for in your family or friendship circle, maybe even your church, and we can pray with you. Our team loves to pray with you, especially on YouTube, online. Well, you can support today's show by picking up a copy of Through the Eyes of Love, which will help you understand the intrinsic value of hearing God for yourself in all areas of your life. And the good news is that today, if you support our ministry by getting at BowlesMinistries.com, you're also going to get one of our spiritual growth classes absolutely free by our friend Troy Brewer. And this is going to help support not only your spiritual growth, but it supports our show. So thanks for doing that if you can do that today. Well, in 2025, it's going to really feel like walking a narrow path for those of you who are truly following the presence of the Lord. You know, Christianity already refines our choices. We're called to love, morality, and obedience to the Word of God. We know that, but that already makes it real narrow. But on top of that, if you're listening to His voice, this journey might feel even tighter as He directs you in ways that you wouldn't choose for yourself. And that's a big theme in the Bible, is that people in the Bible did things that they wouldn't have done from their own initiation. And the narrow road, there's a restriction for a purpose. I'm going to talk about that for a few minutes. Because in the narrow road, there's restriction, and we don't like restriction. I know my daughter one time asked me, she goes, you know, why can't I just have it easy like so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so? I said, because you're not expecting the same result in your lifetime as so-and-so and so-and-so. They want a very common, normal life. You're asking for God to give you a destiny and a purpose, so He's going to refine you differently. He's going to use things in your life that are hard to teach you perseverance, to teach you character. And I was, when I was saying it to her, I was like hearing it for myself going, oh my gosh, that's so for me. That's so like I'm preaching a message to my child that the Holy Spirit is using to speak to me. But Matthew 7:13-14 says, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through that. We see that all the time in the world. But small is the gate and narrow is the road that leads to life, and only if you find it. Right now, God's pulling you away from good opportunities, and that's a hard thing to hear and a hard thing to see, is that good things are not the best things. They're not the perfect things. They're not bad things, but they're not God's best for you in the season. So sometimes God has you say no to things that you would have loved to have said yes to last year or 4 years ago, and you get a no in your heart. You know that you're setting yourself up. You only have so many yeses you could say in your lifetime, and you're saving those yeses and that energy and that time and the skills, the talents, the relational capacity that you have for what God has for you. And sometimes you're waiting, and waiting doesn't always feel comfortable. I don't know if you know that. Patience is not a virtue many of us have, especially in the Western culture. You may feel constrained. You may feel restriction in the divine protection, and you may not like that. And He's guarding you, though. Like I said, your time and your energy, all these things, these focuses, He's guarding for His ultimate plan. And so sometimes there's a waiting on God, and we see this all through the scripture, the waiting until God comes through and does something that our effort cannot do. And that's one of the biggest keys we could talk about today in the narrow path. But it may also feel like you're being led away from what you were aiming for, and maybe it's a geographical move away or a career shift or a dream, but God's orchestrating a divine setup. Sometimes God allows things to even feel harder, or He pulls things back to make the whole thing feel so complicated that you can't do it without Him. So when you see Him on the other side, when He fulfills His promise, when He does His purpose in your life, you are as blown away as everybody else. You're saying, God, I can't believe You did this in my life. This feels the opposite of what could have happened for where You had brought me, because I was being obedient to Your voice. Now, and of course, I'm not saying put yourself in harm's way or put yourself in a place of poverty or put yourself in a place where you can't thrive. But sometimes when we follow God, there's wilderness. Sometimes when we follow God, there's restriction. And that's what we're talking about. Well, God's process is the hidden path to real promise. And we know the story of Joseph. I love this story. I talk about it all the time. It's such a powerful example. God gives him a dream of leadership, but his journey took him through slavery, false accusation, imprisonment, before he reached the throne in Egypt. And what looked like setbacks were actually setups. They were setups. And, you know, a lot of people need a comeback story, but God actually has a setup story for most people. And Genesis 50:20 says, as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good to bring about what that many people should be kept alive as they are today. And so he says that to his brothers, and you just think about it like, wow, this is absolutely phenomenal that you have this perspective, because you've been watching God in his drama that's unfolded in your life do something that you couldn't have brought yourself to. I mean, he was in a prison, and then he gets all the way to this place of stewardship where he's saving his own family who have come before him unbeknownst to them, you know. And if God had allowed Joseph to take an easier path, he wouldn't have been in position to save nations. He was saving nations, and we believe for transformation of culture, that God's going to do things and he's going to rock things that couldn't happen if he didn't bring us through his process. So what feels like a detour in your life might be divine positioning, and you have to pray and ask God, like, if you're leading me this way and it feels like a detour, is this a positioning? Just like it was for a Joseph or an Esther or others who didn't want the position they were in. And Jesus, you know, in some ways, when he was in the wilderness, he didn't want the position. I'm sure he prayed, went to the wilderness to pray and fast to just fellowship with the Father. And instead, he met the devil and he got tempted and he had this incredibly hard experience. Sometimes when we go into these places where we think we're going to meet with God, we're going to set ourselves apart, have this incredible prayer time, we get confronted with our own weakness or sin, or we get confronted with the enemy and his agenda and his plans. Perseverance. We don't want to grow weary. And one of the greatest enemies of your season is weariness. And you have been waiting so long. I know many of you who are watching this, you can say hashtag my turn on this part. You're waiting so long, and what's ahead of you still feels so far away. And some of us have been weary and waiting. And hold on, though. I mean, I love, just this week, Trump was talking about the Billy Graham, or last week, the Billy Graham statue that's in the White House here in America. And if you think about what it has, he's opened it up to Galatians 6:9, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. And this was a reminder, out of all the things Billy Graham spoke to our nation, one of the things he said is, there will be a harvest, and don't grow weary in doing good. Because we do, we grow weary, and the timing of God is so perfect and so hard. It's one of the hardest things that Christians deal with when it comes to their relationship with God, is we have a time clock and a measure. We have our stopwatch or our clocks set for certain times and seasons, and God doesn't work that way. He works in totally different timing, and we can be in sync with his timing, but most of the time in our humanity, it feels like there's a little bit out of sync, and we have to learn how to adapt to his timing, to his process, to his desires. And, you know, you're closer than you think, and perseverance is a key to unlocking your breakthrough. Preparation is the training for the next season, and many of you, you know, had these restrictions that you never faced before and you thought they might be permanent. But the reality is that it was a season of conditioning. And you have to get out of that mindset of like, oh, I couldn't do that. Like, God's kept me, you know, like really kind of small in my world of social circle, or God's kept my purposes very quiet, or whatever it is. And now you're going to be in a season to realize the conditioning he put you to character build and to bring healing and to remove everything that can contaminate you your next season. And so, but now you may not have those same restrictions. So some of you might even feel a release, like some freedom, and you go, wow, what do I do with this extra time or this extra space? Or, man, I want to go to certain things again. I want to go do and engage certain ways again that I haven't wanted to do in a long time. And those are good indicators that there's a light at the end of the tunnel of waiting, that God's actually preparing you. And God doesn't always just release us into fullness. See, there's stages where he awakens our heart and awakens us socially and relationally and stewardship-wise, all these different areas. I love James 1:2-4. It says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance, this is so important, finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking in anything. And I think that that's such a key to this season that a lot of us have gone into, where it's restrictive or it's narrow, or you're listening to God and you're like, man, when I listen to you, I have to turn on even the voice of my own desire, because what you're saying isn't even what I would want to desire for myself right now, but I trust you, even though you lead me in ways I wouldn't normally go. We see that with Peter when God's restoring him, and he tells him about John. Peter asks about John, like, what about John? And he goes, well, you're going to be led in ways you don't even want to go. And it was a sign of, like, there's a flesh carnality to us where we want our own way, and we want to lead, and we want to be in control of things. And when you surrender your life to Jesus, you still get to be empowered. You're not giving up the empowerment, but there's times that you give up your will and your agenda for the sake of Jesus getting his reward. And so he leads you in ways that, again, you wouldn't get there if he didn't lead you there. So the narrow path has been refining you, and you're going to enter into a promised land with your own agenda kind of laid down. Your own strength is going to be kind of stripped out, but God's power and vision is going to be right there in the middle of it. And you're going to be so grateful, I promise, you're going to be so grateful that you surrendered, because you're going to then have access to do life with a resource or a well that you wouldn't have had access to without walking through this process. There's a lot of Christians who don't have this place of connection to the heart of God and surrender to the will of God, so they don't have the fruit of God, the favor of God, the character of God in their lives. And there's open spaces that are coming. And it doesn't mean that they're wide open spaces as far as you can do whatever you want. You get to do this, and you get to do that, and you get to. But there's wide open spaces within the context of calling. Now, I like constraints and boundaries because I love that the marriage is, you have one wife, not many wives. I love that you have your family and your children that you prioritize, and it helps to set up all your other priorities. And so when you have good boundaries and you have things to protect and things that do restrict your life, like I have to help my kids go to bed still every night because they're in elementary school, and so I'm still in that grind of just parenting is all the time. It's not just sometimes, it's all the time. And so for me, though, that restraint of having to be so accountable and connected to my wife and those children and then all of the purposes we have actually holds me in a place where I access more of God. Sometimes we forget that about restraint, is that restraint can be so that we protect our boundaries as well. And God's giving you new boundaries, and that's going to feel very open to you as you walk into those boundaries. It will feel, won't feel restrictive, but very full, even if there's still boundaries on the other side. And after the seasons of restriction come seasons of expansion. In Isaiah 54, verse 2 through 3 says, "Enlarge the place of your tent, stretch wide your tent curtains, do not hold back, lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes, for you will spread to the right and the left." And I love this because the next phrase is wide open spaces full of grace. You're going to step into the fruit of what God has prepared for you. I mean, this is what it is. Like, you're going to step into the fruit of what he's prepared for you. And even more than that, this is the big point of the whole thing, is in an eternal perspective, your reward is beyond this life. So whatever you're paying a price for now, you're inheriting it in fullness there. And with Jesus, everything we do on earth has an eternal reward to it. And if we're going to see revival and transformation and soul saved, we have to be willing to embrace narrow paths that feel like wilderness for the greater picture that we're called there, not here. That we're called more into our heavenly forever than we are this temporal time. And everything that we do here is just not even as full as what will be there, but we get to have a measure of God here that is so beautiful and so even satisfying, but in comparison to what's coming, it's not. I love Romans 8:18. It's one of our favorite scriptures, but it says, "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed to us." So on the other side of this process is grace, and it's life, and it's eternal prosperity and reward in heaven. The narrow road leads to life, and those who will remain faithful to experience God's fullness in it, they'll experience it like no one ever has, or like never before, because there's something about every generation that advances towards the return of Jesus, there's more available. There's more people on the earth. There's more available in technology. There's more connecting devices. There's more ways to express love. There's more ways to express, yes, evil has increased, but there's also more tools to see the glory of God. And I think that that's so, I mean, Paul would be jealous for the time we live in if he could have lived in this time because of what we have available. So I want to help you right now. I hope some of you who are going, man, it's been so hard. I've been waiting so long. I'm so weary. Or like some of the promises, like I thought it was going to be here, but I went here. And I remember, you know, when we were going to move to LA, and I've hopped around before I moved to LA, not having direction yet to move there. It felt so weird to go. I went east before I went west from when I lived in the central America, and I went east, and I was like, what am I doing? And God had to show me to follow him in his way, because he had a place and a plan that regarded our hearts, that regarded our relationships, not just mission. And I think it's so beautiful when you walk with God this way, because he regards you, he regards your family, he loves your marriage, he loves everything about you, and he wants to build those things, not just some great destiny, but he wants to build those things which are part of the eternal destiny and the eternal reward of Jesus. So let's pray. Holy Spirit, everyone who resonates with this, I pray that you would just bring more revelation, God. Even if you don't have the next step for us, the next instruction, the next direction, give us, God, confidence and anchoring in. And even as we hear this word, help us to anchor in to your goodness and your righteousness and your plan for our lives. God, help us to be okay with the narrow path. Help us to even see it as favor, because there's a lot of people who can do whatever they want. But you're asking us to live a different restricted life because you have a different result for us. Again, that you're not giving everybody else, or they would be going the same path. And not everybody else wants it, or else they'd be going the same direction. This isn't easy. Just like entrepreneurship's not easy. Pastoral leadership isn't easy. Parenting isn't easy. If it was easy, everybody would just do it right away. But the things that you're called to are going to take connection to God like you've never had before. And that's what he's offering. So I pray that you would feel a win in this tonight, that you'd feel like God really is doing something in your life that is special, that's favored, highly favored from God for being restricted. Blessed are you when people persecute you. Blessed are you when people misunderstand you. Blessed are you when you don't understand, but you have to lean on faith and not your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. You know, in all of your ways, acknowledge Him. Lean not on your understanding. Those themes are so important right now. So I bless you. I bless you to hear God and feel affirmed by God. Be anchored to Jesus for all that's in your heart. And we just pray that His prophetic spirit, His spirit is so alive and speaking. I pray that you would feel that He's around you right now. Well, tell us how we can pray for you below. And remember that all these videos are made by generous donations by people just like you. So if you've been touched by one of our sermon series on Sundays, Exploring the Prophetic, or by this podcast, I'm going to encourage you to come on the journey with us by going to Bowles Ministries, click on Give, and help send these words to the nations. It will help us so much, and I know it will bless you and your eternal bank account as well. So we will see you next time on Exploring the Prophetic. Thank you for listening to Exploring the Prophetic. If you want to learn more about hearing God's voice, come over to my website, www.seanbowles.com. That's S-H-A-W-N-B-O-L-Z. I have many resources for you there, like some on hearing God, like my best-selling book, Translating God. I have prayer books on breakthrough and provision to help you to have more language to talk to God. And we even have a devotional on this series called Exploring the Prophetic. I also want to invite you to spiritually grow by joining our online thriving mentoring community, where we have 12 four-week live classes a year on subjects that will shape your relationship with God. Themes like hearing God's voice, dream interpretation, deliverance, and so many other spiritual themes from expert teachers. And I personally get to train you in my Prophetic Monthly Mastermind live group if you join. Plus, when you join, we have an amazing online community with a spiritual growth pastor who will lead you in weekly groups to practice what you're learning. Go to bowlsministries.com or seanbowles.com and click on Mentoring Community. See you next time on Exploring the Prophetic.